Food and Health, tremendous debate about GMO food. There was a big study out that we had on the blog and talked about several weeks ago, a genetically modified corn or maize study. Russia came out and then announced it was banning Monsanto corn in Russia. That's a very big deal for the U.S. agriculture. And if you're Putin and you want to take a whack at America, it's a beautiful way to do it because you've got a lot. The study gives you a lot of air cover to do so. The European Union responded by saying that the study was inadequate. And now we have dueling scientists. The latest article up from the Telegraph, from the Telegraph is up on the blog. Also news about genetically modified cows that is, as Jeffrey Smith had said, it will increase the yuck factor enormously. It's up again up on the blog. I also posted a link to Diane Ravitch's article on an effort to destroy public education, and it talks about the sort of the politics and the all the lies flying back and forth in school reform. It's worth understanding. It doesn't get into the what I believe is a very important issue, and that is the interest in the teachers' pension funds. The teachers' pension funds have surprisingly significant amounts of resources in them, and one of the things I've been waiting for is the day that the teachers start to realize that their pension funds are financing the very things they say they hate and are opposed to. The day that teachers decide to, you know, assert masterful policy control of what their pension funds are up to, it's going to be pretty interesting. But I think part of the attacks you're seeing on teachers is an effort to make sure they can't do that.